Yeah, it's about the usual time I start, isn't it? I'm still warming up the system. So hang tight. Hang tight.
One, two, one, two. Microphone check. 1 2 1 2. Here we go. You are listening to the Sunday Service Mix. My name is Eddie Quezzer. Welcome to the show.
No, he's lying. He's lying. That's my show. Hi, you all. Yeah, well, I just actually, I put up on my Facebook page that I had this little bit of news that I wanted to share. You know, I just got this letter. I didn't open it for a couple of days. Because I had a feeling, right? But it's from the EDD, of course, the Employment Development Department, addressed to me, Notice of Exhausted Unemployment Benefits. During this historic national recession, the federal government has approved an unprecedented amount of unemployment benefits available. According to our records, you have now collected all of the unemployment benefits currently available to you. We encourage you to monitor the Employment Development Department website at www.edd.ca.gov for more information about the federal EUC extension program. You can also sign up for EDD's Twitter messages, which will send you an alert when new information is posted to the website, or visit EDD's Facebook page, which will provide the latest EDD news and updates. Isn't that interesting that they should keep so up on social networking? Understanding that this may be a difficult time, we would like to suggest some resources which may be helpful for you and your family. Well, and we've got America's Job Center of California, WeConnect, WeConnect.net, California Department of Social Services. Oh, that's going to really help since they just cut everybody's food stamps, right? 211 Directory, connect with your county. www.211us.org. Oh, they're going to be really helpful, aren't they? As my teeth rot out of my head. And the same message in Spanish for the benefit of all of you Spanish listening audience out there in the listening land. Aviso de beneficios de desempleo agotados. Yeah. Right. Well, hey, thanks. Thanks for all the help up to this point. You know, only the fact that I had some other funds to fall back on was what's kept me from being homeless with all the help that they've given me, which hasn't been a whole lot. But, you know, now's the time to really jump down, stand around, and pick a bale of cotton. I don't know. What do you think? Isn't life exciting? It's constantly exciting. You know, it's like after one gets beset by one trauma after another, it becomes like, yeah, what else you got? Yeah? And then, as I continue to send my application out for supposed employment at the age of 58, you know, really promising. You know, when I see how many people out there, I mean, when you look at like half the people in America have basically fallen off the table. They're on food stamps and they need some kind of social welfare benefit. You know, just to get by at all, people are losing their homes and losing their jobs constantly. Meanwhile, the news media is like, oh, things are looking up, people. Oh, yeah, real estate's up. Boy, the banks are lending now. You can go out and get yourself a house as if you could find a job to pay for it, right? And people are clinging desperately to their jobs, and people are being given the job of two or three people because they're laying people off and only hiring back part-time. So those are the kind of jobs available. If I wanted to go into telemarketing, The market is wide open. Wide open. Other than that, I don't see much. You know, beside the fact that I'm not bilingual, this is a real problem. I don't know. It's fun to think about. Really is. But, what do you think, Tucker?
I think smells like taco meat in here.
Yeah, they're working out there, man. They're working. Oh, Joni wants to contribute?
Yeah, you know, I was actually driving yesterday, which doesn't happen to me very often, but when I'm driving, I'm usually listening to NPR. And there was a conversation about them bringing down the subsidies for food stamps and unemployment and all of that. And there was a person who came on the air who said, you know, the more money you dole out to people, the more incentive you have to them to not work because they're on the dole. And I wanted to say, you know, there are people who are looking for jobs and they can't find the jobs. And these are the people who really need the help.
There are considerably less jobs available than there are unemployed people currently looking who are not fallen off the table yet. People who are currently looking mm-hmm. and, you know, actively seeking work, it is a huge flood of people compared to the number of jobs available. And the quality of jobs available has gone straight downhill.
Yeah, really, it's true. I mean, I've been unemployed. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to have $5 left in your checking account and you're trying to make, try to figure out how to make that last until your next check. And so then you're going through your cupboards trying to figure out what food you have that maybe you haven't looked at in a while, and maybe you can eat that. Or maybe you can try to figure out maybe whose friends are having parties, and so maybe you can go to their parties and maybe get a meal out of that without, you know, admitting to people that you are on your last $5. I mean, and we are all looking for jobs. I've been there. And unfortunately, because we are, you know, on the older end of the age spectrum, that they're not looking at us too kindly because they figure, well, you know, we'll hire you now, but you'll retire anyway in a few years. So it gets kind of hard to find a job. So for him to say that by the government giving us money, we are just freeloading, I think that's just totally wrong. Not everybody on food stamps, not everybody on unemployment is just doing it because they want to freeload. It's because they seriously cannot find a job, and that's the only way they can keep themselves from ending up on the streets.
It's the teabagger Republican attitude to look down their nose, that Fox News look down their nose at, you know, people going, see, and I've heard it, I heard it on NPR yesterday myself. They were talking about, we have to change our attitudes about poverty because now it's gone right into the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
Now the middle class is falling right off the edge too, right into poverty.
Right.
You know, because of those very issues I was just talking about. Good to know our emergency services are still working, but
I know. Maybe that's what we need to hope for then, you know, hope for an emergency so at least the Red Cross will take care of us.
When you look at the number of people that are going to food banks, you know, over and above the food stamp recipients, that, you know, the food banks are going, we're out of food. We, you know, can't handle it.
That's what the conversation was about, yeah.
I've been several months now going to SOVA to get food. You can go every 30 days. And sometimes you're like the 100th person in line, and there's people behind you, and you've got to wait 2 or 3 hours just to get in.
What blew my mind is they were saying that for food stamps, they give you $36 a month.
Less. No, that's less per family of four. That was the cut.
That was a cut to 36. So how much are they giving? But they basically were saying it was like $1.50 per meal that they were allotting for each person, and now it's gone down to like $1.34, $1.35. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, how do you eat on $1.35 a meal?
You can only buy raw food that you have to cook, so it makes it more labor-intensive, but, you know, you can make soup. You know, you can do things to make it stretch, but, yeah, people live on top ramen. Or, you know, the other common practice is to take your food stamps and sell them. Mm. And they sell them for half
value.
Yeah. So you get like $175. Now it's probably more like $150 worth of food stamps. And then you can make that worth $75 in cash money. Because you can't spend money to pay your other bills. You can't buy toilet paper or soap.
That's true.
You know? I can't buy a razor so that I could shave to go look for a job and make myself, you know, appropriate looking. You know, you have to bend and stretch and jump through hoops to make anything happen. You know, there are now fast food companies who will take your food stamps. Isn't that wonderful?
It's true, they do.
That's atrocious.
Well,
that's atrocious. And the other thing that I always like to point out is EBT money is held by, I think, Visa. Okay, my unemployment money was held by Bank of America. Okay, my friend Keith is on disability, and there's that money he gets dispersed from some other fund. I don't know. These huge banks are all holding billions of dollars of poor people's money that they can collect interest on and invest and make more money out of.
Of course.
So that they can eke it out in tiny little amounts to these people who can barely get by and are, you know, just scrabbling you know, and living in these abject poverty conditions, and that's supposed to be to give us hope.
Yeah.
You know, oh, well, they're just on the dole. I mean, shit, they're all driving around in Cadillacs,
yeah.
Right?
I think the whole point is we need jobs. People need to give us jobs.
And some self-respect and
I think
decency.
That's what it
yeah.
is. If you know
some
that
dignity.
You, we all want to work. We all want to earn a living. We would rather do that than be on the dole.
Yeah.
But where are the jobs? Where are the jobs? All the jobs are part-time jobs, working retail or working
fast food or whatever it is. It's so hard
to get a job.
You know,
these
and
days.
It's like, oh, the job numbers are down. The job numbers are up. We're hiring lots and lots of people. That is to work 6 weeks for 20 hours a week for mm-hmm. $8 an hour at Macy's and Williams-Sonoma and, you know, Best Buy, and we've got to deal with this Christmas rush that we're expecting.
That's right.
I don't think there's going to be much of a Christmas rush.
Well, people aren't buying. Who's going to be buying?
There's going to be a lot of Christmas this year. That's not going to be their great savior, you know.
And while
the retail giants make out in the millions nonetheless, mm-hmm. while they're eking that same little tiny bits of money out to little people going, oh, yeah, well, it's the 1st of January. Bye-bye. Yeah. See you next year.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is I'm grateful for the part-time job that I have. I mean, granted, I'm probably making, maybe a fifth to a tenth of what I used to make.
Uh-huh.
But at least I have a roof over my head and I can feed myself.
Yeah.
But seriously, I can't see myself going for, you know, like this for much longer. It's kind of depressing.
Yeah. We've got to, you know, and I realize I have to create my own enterprise somehow.
Now that's what we all have to do.
You know.
And that's what everybody's doing out there. If you really look at what everybody's doing, they're all trying to make their own job somehow.
DIY. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to get going. It was good chatting with you.
Oh, good talking to you.
I'm going to give the phone back to Tucker here. The microphone.
Okay, well, in the meantime, we had another whole controversy we were going to tackle here. It started with this song, Skrillex, Kill Everybody.
I think this is satire. I think from reading that page, yeah. I'm 99.9% sure that's completely tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, I think, well, Dave read it to the guys at work, and they had to agree. That's what they concluded as well. But
I mean, it's lovely that I take the time to put this crap up on the generic radio page.
Uh-huh.
Please listen to our show Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. now
uh-huh.
in our new time slot in the morning. 2 hours of rancid talk from 1 to 11 to 1, whatever time it is, time to time.
When you show up until you get done.
But
kind of like here.
We have our Facebook page at The Generic Radio. That's The Generic Radio. Be sure to take note.
The.
And I'll put up a bunch of links. And this one I hit them with. What's the website on that?
Oh, God.
Where was it connected from?
I'm going to have to fish for it myself.
It's not The Onion, but I swear I started looking at the other links on the website.
It was like The Onion.
These were all tongue-in-cheek links, bro.
Oh.
No way in hell. Oh. These stories are accurate.
No way, yeah.
Because it's written.
You know what I think? They wrote it around the picture of him where he's got his hands up around his cheeks, well, and it looks like he's making fart noises.
It's not even just that. It's not even just that. It's that, for those that don't know who Skrillex is, this is like the most famous dubstep DJ on the planet.
Oh, this particular cut that I'm going to play, it does have 54.9 million hits. 54.9 million hits.
And electronic dance music, or EDM as they call it, is now absolutely more popular than rock or hip hop in the young consciousness.
Killed this particular song.
But
John,
this guy gets paid $1 million per show. He's so famous that he gets paid $1 million per show.
He seems like such a nice guy. When you see him on videos and stuff, he seems like just a sweetheart.
Well,
I'd love to meet
and
him.
And he's young as hell. He's like 23, and he's making all this major, major money doing
traveling
this.
Traveling the world, yeah.
But anyways, I'm like a lot of my friends, a little bit older. So I look back at, you know, the 90s and early millennial time slot is when music was a lot better than it's been for a while on the pop sphere. But dubstep was almost like our crotchety old man moment. with my 30-year-old friends. Uh-huh. Because here we had been on the forefront of the cool culture with hip-hop for years, being very immersed in it, literally, you know, being a part of the underground world. And then EDM and dubstep in particular become way more popular with the kids, the, you know, the 20-year-olds. And we're like, fuck that shit. That's not even music. That's bullshit. They just sample the sound of their own farts for 25 minutes. I mean, that's what I think dude is, in essence, trying to say with that piece, is dubstep is one long fart sample. One long, endless, flatulent hand fart sample. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I hate to sound like an old fart, but it does start sounding all alike after a very short period of time.
And that's what my parents used to say about rap. It all sounds the same. Just they're talking so fast, I can't even understand what they're saying. You know, it's like it's all the same refutation. I mean, they didn't write that music. That's somebody else's music. I mean, that's not even music. You know, and it's like, and now I hear my friends who used to defend rap and hip hop to their parents at 30 plus going, dubstep, that ain't shit. That's not any music, man. Well, yeah. Just sample your own asshole for 5 minutes. And sample a fart. That's awesome. Yeah. Real creative. Like, just turn into their parents, man.
I was looking for this news of a lawsuit here. It's gotta be a joke. But I'll never find it. Here, let me put the cut on.
Yeah, let's hit him with some Skrillex, man. Hit him in the dome with some bass rattling bass.
You gotta hear this, man. It's just, see if you can pick out the sample here. Uh-oh. Oh, this fucking jack.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, DJ Inno just signed in on Facebook and mentioned that article about Skrillex being sued. And that's why I played that song, because I was looking for that article. And I'm scrolling endlessly down my Facebook page trying to find where it's posted. And I'm wondering.
It's at the generic radio page.
I was on the generic radio page. I looked and didn't see it.
I know I put it up there.
Huh. Maybe I was on some tributary of the generic radio page that was not the really official generic radio page. I don't know.
Who knows? Well, John, I think I just got work literally on the spot.
How's that?
I've been part of this website called Thumbtack.
Uh-huh.
I've been on it for about a year. It's a website designed for musicians especially, or performers. Uh-huh. And it's like every time somebody posts on the website, because people go there for booking parties, etc.,
right,
gigs, every time somebody goes there and posts, they send me a little tweet if it's in my categories that I'm, you know, saying I'm advertising. Uh-huh. And I can give an estimate in real time. And I've done this on more than a few now, and I've never gotten a nibble. And what do you know? I just looked down there, and this lady responded on a Christmas party coming up. She likes my bid. She likes the links that I've shared on the website.
Found it.
And it's in Westminster, dude. It's hella close. It's like right up the street from Redondo. It's like 5-10 minutes from my house, man.
That's so great.
And it's a Christmas party. She wants guitar and piano, sing-alongs. Yeah, you could come too, bro. I'm saying. Sing-alongs. She wants us to sing Cherished Christmas and Hanukkah songs to her guests.
We can so do that.
Dude, that's a slam dunk.
We can so do that.
And I'm getting,
what was your bid?
We're on radio here, bro. Okay, I know your life is an open book, but mine isn't quite, right?
But I mean, it would be enough to go around?
No, but it would be enough to get things going.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
She really wants piano, and I'm going to have to figure that out because I play by ear, which is good, but I'm going to need to actually practice for this one, for sure.
Maybe throw her a sample or something.
But I think your playing harmonica would help a lot. And I think also your being there to help sell music would help a lot. And yes, I think you can make some money doing that.
That would be
if
so
you wanted
fun.
To help.
That would be so fun.
Because I got Christmas carols on recording. We could even do a quick session here and get some harmonica ones on there to intersperse in between.
I've got a Wayne Newton album.
I know you got
traditional
fucking
carols. That's by the book, perfect.
And, dude,
stuff.
You should just rock them out in here right like this next week or whatever. Polish them up on Audacity, and we'll slide them in as, like, you know, in-between cuts of mine.
Oh, so easy. Yeah, so easy.
Hey, whoever's posting on the Facebook, that is bleeding on to the podcast, just so you know.
Through here.
Or, John, maybe you should get off, and I'll just start reading them on
that's
Inno. On here.
Here, what I can do is
Inno.
Take this and mute
We love your sharing. Oh, did he mute it?
We're good.
We're good now. But it was bleeding through on the podcast, so we're not trying to discourage you from commenting. I'm sure that'll probably draw a comment.
But, you know, then I can't play those 10 more Skrillex songs I had all lined up. You know,
I know Inno's such a huge EDM fan. He's, like, really into electronic dance music.
I bet.
He's champing at the bit for more Skrillex, dude.
It's like five or six more guys just like him. Yeah.
And he wants to see Skrillex while dressed in a Village People costume. festival in Brazil.
But I have to read this article here that is related to that song we just played, see? Because this is the thing, see, that I wanted to bring up. Skrillex becomes the latest musician to be sued for copyright infringement. But keep in mind that this is on a website called Wonderground. Okay. Now, and we have cause to doubt. I don't know. Here, you'll see. Let's see if I can kind of read this in character, okay? Share button. Oh, U.S. musician Skrillex has become the latest musician to be accused of copyright infringement after a lawsuit was filed against the star claiming that his track, Kill Everybody, features an unauthorized sample. Skrillex, who denies all claims of plagiarism, joins Robin Thicke, who has been taken to court for copyright infringement on two of his tracks by the family of the late Marvin Gaye. The suit against Skrillex is being brought by 28-year-old graphic designer Ted Williams from Austin, Texas. Now look him up, okay? Who claims that Skrillex knowingly used material that had originally been produced by the claimant and made monetary gain by passing off that material as his own. All the material on my albums or EPs is produced by myself or in collaboration or legally sampled, claimed Skrillex. This lawsuit is preposterous and I will be doing everything in my power to clear my name. Mr. Williams, who is also suing Sony Computer Entertainment for the use of the Skrillex track on promotional material for the video game Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception, claims that he made the sound that Skrillex illegally sampled after recording the noise of his own flatulence for 5 full minutes. And he claims, a few years ago, I was afflicted with a strange intestinal problem which caused me to be constipated for 14 months, explained Mr. Williams. I was suffering from aches and cramps but couldn't make a bowel movement, even with the help of strong laxatives and gentle anal fingering. This is where we start to have doubts, folks. I was so depressed because of the constipation, recounted an upset Mr. Williams. I tried everything to make myself pass a stool. I tried forcing really hard but almost burst a blood vessel in my face. I visited all kinds of doctors and even tried homeopathy because I was so desperate. But nothing worked, and I was stuck with this big ball of shit clogging my intestine. Eventually, Mr. Williams was able to undergo a revolutionary procedure that allowed him to pass the 4-kilo bowel movement while only injuring his rectal cavity about as much as you would if you allowed a pine cone to become lodged in your anus, perhaps in a woodland-themed sex game. It was such a relief when I got the news about the procedure, recounted Mr. Williams. All I'd have to do is take some tablets that would dissolve the feces in my intestines and turn it into a gas. Because I was so relieved and in high spirits about being cured, I decided to jokingly record the sound that came out of my ass when the poo was transformed into a gas. That's the sound that Skrillex stole from me. Mr. Paul Curtis, who treated Mr. Williams, claims that he'd never before heard someone fart so vigorously. It was the sort of sound you'd expect a squelchy whoopee cushion the size of a small house to make. By far the strangest sound I've ever heard, claimed the stunned doctor. I didn't expect it to go on for so long, either. You could actually see the aperture of his anus billowing as the air passed through. It looked like Victoria Beckham talking. Mr. Williams claims that he recorded the amazing 5-minute-long fart and posted it to his Facebook page. It went massively viral. I was something of a celebrity. People were calling me Fart Simpson and shaking my hand as I walked down the street. Some people were even asking for signed pictures of my ass, laughed Mr. Williams. It was so popular that Skrillex obviously heard it online, loved it, and decided to use it on his track. But I created that sound with my own anus, and if anyone should profit from it being packaged as music, then it's me. More on this case as we have it. Well, what do you think?
Gentle anal fingering. Gentle. Gentle always, anal fingering.
Always, yes. None of that rough stuff, please.
He says, do we have the fart sound in question? Please say yes.
Do you have it? I was actually never...
John, you came in unprepared again. How dare you?
I did play the song. I did play the song in question.
I want to write a song called Gentle Anal Fingering.
I have extreme doubts that there is any validity to this claim. Extreme doubts.
By the time you get to Fart Simpson, come on, dog.
Well, when you get to the gentle anal fingering, it gets a little dicey right about there.
Look no further than the gentle anal fingering.
You had me at the fingering, yes.
You had me at the fingering. Wow.
I don't think so.
Oh, Lord. says, John, drop the fucking ball. Fuck the song. Oh, finger your Anya, John.
Right. Well, I'm so glad you enjoyed that bit of entertainment, infotainment there that we decided to share with you all.
Dude, that was like a couple of the half dead fire sign theater guys like stumbled in the studio there for 5 minutes, dude.
I'm also really, really partial to this. I don't know if you know Lord. Apparently, she's really popular, I guess. And this group called the Royals did the sad clown with the golden voice version of the Lord cover.
It'll post anus. And I totally get it. It's because his autocorrect spelled Anya and put it as a capital letter, like a name, Anya.
Perfect sense.
But I got to say, from now on, I'm calling the anus the Anya.
Anya.
Me and Mikey Blancho going to go Anya.
Okay, so, you know, these videos that I play on YouTube, though, you really have to go there and check them out because... You know, then there's the visual aspect that you miss in audio. But back to the old Facebook thing here.
He says Robin Leach was in the house for a sec while you were reading that update.
Yeah, but none of the extras in that video were here, I assure you, really. For the gentle anal fingering.
Let me finger gently in your Anya. Hello.
Playing. Oh.
We've just been straight up the butthole for that entire segment, John. I have to say, I was kind of ashamed of ourselves for a few minutes there.
Well, sometimes we have to delve into the nether regions of the underground, you know?
I'm going to go back to sitting on my thumb.
All right, well, here, let's just do the sad clown thing while we reconnoiter. Okay, here, let's see if this thing works now.
And then we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the I Know That Voice film premiere.
Okay, good.
Because I want to talk about what's cool. Yeah.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom. Stains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach. Diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows we're fine with. Songs like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, or tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. Let me live that fantasy. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. I'm bigger than I ever dreamed. And we'll never be royals. It don't run in our blood. That kind of luxury just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz.
that was the Royals doing Sad Clown with the Golden Voice version of the Lord cover. I guess Lord is like a female singer that made that song very popular. So
it's a good song.
Yeah, it's a very good, beautiful rendition by the Sad Clown.
Nice. Oh, and talk about the premiere that I'm about to go to with Howie in a few minutes. I'm going to have to cut out whenever he calls me. Hit the train, get over there to the Egyptian Theater.
The big premiere, huh? So
we're
going to
be on the red carpet. It's a film premiere. It's a documentary called I Know That Voice. And I know that you know those voices that we will be not only seeing in the film at the premiere, but also doing a Q&A with afterwards. And Howie and I get to be on the red carpet with a camera and mics interviewing these people. So that's going to be wonderful.
That is way exciting.
Yeah, and basically, he has a friend, Josh, that is one of the producers of the premiere itself at the Egyptian. So he's not a producer of the film, but he's a producer of the premiere
party event. The event, yeah, which is like a big deal.
Right, and he's been also working to raise money for a charity. You can definitely find out more about this online. If you Google I Know That Voice movie, or I Know That Voice documentary, it should come up on Google. Uh-huh. Or if you're on Facebook, I believe they have a page. They also have some kind of Kickstarter or some fundraiser going for clean water. That's another thing you can Google. Clean water is a program that helps bring clean water to countries where they have tainted water. So they're helping by, you know, just helping them distill their water in different countries and raising money for that. So anyways, there will be not just a Q&A with these folks afterwards, but then there's also a VIP after party that we've got access to as well, John. This is going to be quite the night.
Ooh, wow.
TDB's West Hollywood Adventure tonight, bro.
Yeah.
For real.
I'm excited.
This is a good opportunity to enjoy this night and hopefully find some good work ops in the future in the voiceover field, because there will be a lot of people there that will know stuff about that. Lots.
Well, what do you know? What do you know about that?
I was about to say, John, I don't think there's an age limit on that, and you probably would have a leg up because you've been on the air for so long. That's probably one of the fields where you and me and Howie have a distinctive edge on the competition, thanks to the incubator that is Kill. 213-252-0998 is the number if you'd like to call in. Shout out Stano. I guess he had to go.
So I see this video here I've never seen or heard of before called Imagine, a one-take street musician symphony. Want to take on chance on 3 minutes and 28 seconds of your life you'll never get back?
You know what my answer is, but you're going to do it anyway, so.
Thank you.
It's your show, man. You got to do it.
Scott Bradley presents Imagine, a street musician symphony.
Nothing to care.
Yes, yes.
We're sitting here plotting and planning on our way to take over the world.
That's right. One Christmas party at a time.
Our coup. Yeah, yeah.
So that was decent. Decent cover.
That was,
not the scariest thing you've ever pulled off YouTube.
It was a beautiful video of a mobile a guy on a truck with a keyboard, and the girl was walking alongside the truck with the mic, and all the other musicians were standing on the road as she walked by. So it was an interesting video. It was very cute. Yeah.
Huh. That's what that gets as a response.
Now, this is this street guitar player makes $40 an hour.
Yeah, I believe it.
So, and okay, now this is 5 minutes and 22 seconds long. See, I sit there and check the time as I, when it's 2 in the morning, and I'm going, well, what's this next video? How long is that? You know? But I want to see how this guy plays, if he's making 40 bucks an hour.
I was doing that, man. I have to say, I don't mean to toot my own horn too much, but, yeah, dude, I was making more than 40 in many hours.
Location, location, location.
It's that, and it's also set list. I guarantee you the biggest mistake that most musicians make on the street is they try and get too eclectic.
Gigantic repertoire.
If you're a genius, if you're just a straight up bona fide genius, like just divine genius from the sky all the time, then you go ahead and be Jimi Hendrix, kid. The rest of us out there that were making money like that had a bona fide go-to set list.
A set of shtick.
Somebody comes up and they say, play me a song from blah. You already have that song to go to. Whatever their kind of style is, you've got a song in that style. You have songs from different eras, and they're all classics because you want sing-alongs, bro. Mm-hmm. That's how you make that dollar. Mm. Making a dollar is the same as making a dollar at any other job when you're doing that shit. You're borderline begging to most people, but what you're really doing is you're creating gratitude to get that gratuity. That's what a street musician does. You create gratitude in people for being moved by what you're doing. Literally being moved by it.
So you have to resound in them.
Right. You have to inspire them. And the thing is, if you're just hustling for that dollar, probably not going to inspire them. In fact, I guarantee you might drive them away with that energy. But you go all in every time with everyone with a bona fide, tried and true set list. That's the important thing. You know that these songs are winners. This is not like, oh, this is a new song I've been working on at home that I'm going to try and jam for you right now. No.
No.
These are the polished ones. These are the these are the chestnuts in your set.
Huh.
You got at least 20 of those just in the well that you know at any time could bring the house down. When you're at that point, you make 40 bucks an hour. Because you know why? You're never playing anything but fucking songs that make a buck a song. You know that this song is at least worth a buck because you play it that well. At least worth a buck.
And if there's 20 people in front of you,
that's it.
Yeah.
And if you can draw a crowd, that buck starts to multiply real quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. And if you got CDs and merch and they're not against that, like you're playing through a business that will allow you to sell your merch, like I was, and it starts multiplying real fast.
Have that going on the side,
Well, yeah, you say, hey, I got an album too, buy this. And the thing is, when you're a street musician, they're not buying this album because you're their favorite musician in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
They're buying this album to buy that moment.
Well, and
it's
they're
like,
going, yeah, I never heard you before. If I never see you again, at least I'll have this that I can remember what you sounded like today.
It's nostalgia.
Yeah.
They're actually buying a little time capsule, a little piece of that,
that
entertained moment
day
that they had. Yeah, a special day when they went out and didn't know they were going to see this special guy doing his special thing.
That really resounded
in
them.
That was really special.
Okay, well, let's see how this guy makes 40 bucks an hour. Now I'm really intrigued.
Sweat. Sweater. Street sweat.
Okay, it says, Lewis talks about what it is like playing his guitar outside the CVS store for money.
Gratuity sweat.
It's commercial time.
CVS beggar sweat.
Skip ad, my favorite guy on YouTube.
Plays outside the CVS. That's smart because people are coming out of a change.
So I'm doing like a face video today that I wasn't even planning on doing. I just came over here to pay my cell phone bill. But of course, being in California, I'm always running into somebody that's doing something interesting that I want to show. Like this guy outside of the CVS, he's playing his guitar for money. Now, it's just funny watching the people coming in and out. And he's not bad either. I mean, he's actually pretty good. But it's funny because the people are either giving him money or rolling their eyes at him. And I don't know, it's not something that really bothers me, but I could tell that this really irritates some people. So maybe leave me a comment. Let me know if this bothers you. Because like I said, this one man just ran the opposite direction like he didn't even want to be bothered with him, while the lady right behind him gave the guy $5. So it's just crazy to see how different people react. But I'm going to go film him. You guys let me know what you think. Check it out.
Hello. How you doing?
Just fine, and you?
I'm good, thanks. So what's your name?
My name's Louis.
Louis. And I see you outside here at the CVS playing the guitar. Do you come out here every day?
I try to.
How did you get started coming out here?
When I was about 16, my parents both took off on me, so I had to come up with a way to make money on my own. Learn how to play guitar. That's what I started doing.
Okay. Did you teach yourself how to play the guitar?
Yes, I did.
That's impressive. And how often did you come out here?
I try to come out here every day. If not, every other day.
So you're serious about this, not just like you're out here. A lot of people probably think you're out here homeless or on drugs or something.
No, honestly, I'm not. Actually, I have my own place I'm living at right now with my beautiful girlfriend. It's just a way for me to make money without having to do fast food.
Right, fast food or some crime or something, selling drugs.
Yeah, I'd rather play music. It's my love anyways.
Here, do you make good money?
Almost three. I've made about $80 since one.
Wow. So from one to three, you made almost $80. That's pretty good. How do people react to you? Is everybody friendly?
Of course, there's people that have their own, you know, I guess, thoughts on what I'm doing.
Is all your music original?
Yeah, all my music's original. I taught myself how to play, so I really don't know too many other songs. So, yeah, it's original.
Do you come out here at nighttime too?
Sometimes I do, but it's been getting like really cold, so probably around 7.
How many years have you been doing this?
Probably like 6 years.
Not the same spot though, right?
The same spot, no.
One thing you'd want people to know about people that play instruments like this outside of the store?
They're not always bad people. There are some people that are doing it for drugs and stuff. There's people like me that really love music. You shouldn't judge them. You should think of them as lower than you. Nobody's better than anybody and anybody shouldn't ever think that at all.
So hopefully we'll see you on TV one day or something, right?
Hopefully. That would be awesome.
Tucker wants to see this guy here. Let me back this up a little bit here. I'll spare you See, okay, there he is. See, he's just...
Oh, dude, come on now.
He's just an everyday-looking guy, kind of just kind of little punky-looking guy. He's got pierced lips and stuff.
Everyday is a strong term, dude. I would say he looks like a complete alternative-looking dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing fairly offbeat, punky acoustic riffs, which is cool. I like some of those harmony chords he's playing and stuff. And like you said, he's decent for self-taught. But he can't sing for shit, dude. He tried to sing a couple times, sir, and you couldn't even hear him.
Oh, no, yeah. He was just a mumbler, yeah.
So he's obviously still learning. But, dude, I do respect one thing about that. As you said, if somebody at his level can make $40 an hour, folks, that is an avenue. It's still available in most states, not just here. You do need to have...
Find out your local ordinances.
You do need to have a clean pair of pants. And possibly have taken a shower before you show up. If you can manage that, most businesses, if you don't suck at whatever your instrument is, will probably let you post up outside and play with a bucket.
I don't know. Now, here's Homeless Mustard sings Creep, now, greatest cover ever.
Now you're seriously scaring me.
It's his greatest cover ever.
Like, we've gone so downhill from Imagine cover, dude. It's like, I don't even... Homeless Mustard, that just sounds awful.
Homeless Mustard sings, okay.
Gentle anal fingering.
I've gone on to a YouTube hell here. Okay, now turn the advertisement off. Now, this one does have 12.9 million hits. So I hope that the Homeless Mustard got paid for this.
Sweat.
You'll recognize this. Okay. It's great. You have it in my ear. You're just like an angel. And you're beautiful. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special. But I'm a creep. I'm a okay, that hurts. Don't wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want me one of those brand new perfect souls. I said I want you to know that when I'm not around. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep.
That's the panty dropper because he's still trying to sound lovable.
I'm a widow,
even with all that phlegm and whatever pack of
what
smoke he is smoking.
What the hell am I doing here when I don't belong here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here. What the fuck am I doing here? I don't belong here. Whatever makes you happy, whatever you want. So fucking special. Oh, I wish I was special.
Alright, alright.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
That just made me want to clear my throat.
I don't know. It's the same chord pattern over and over again. It's a good chord pattern. Like those changes.
Uh-huh.
Way to go, Radiohead. That's all I have to say to that.
Daniel Homeless Mustard. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of his stuff up.
Well, that's what floats their boat over on Opie and Anthony. Have fun, guys. Mustard. Sounds like you have mustard lodged in your throat while you were singing that chorus. Yeah, so just marking the minutes here, you know. That's how I got a fly out to get on the train.
Yeah, really.
I mean, have to just suddenly depart at any moment.
Have you heard from the Houster?
I did.
Yeah.
They're starting to mobilize.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you brought your camera on as backup and the other guy's gonna have one too, huh?
No. Actually we are using my handy cam.
Oh, good.
It's not going to be the world's most teched out setup.
Uh-huh.
But we are going to make lemons out of lemonade here.
Oh, no doubt.
I'm sorry, it's lemonade out of lemons. Whatever, you know the metaphor. Dude, we're going to have his dude with my handy cam and microphone going to a separate digital voice recorder.
Oh.
So that we can later sync it up.
Oh, if you've got the plug out, yeah, you're
cause,
good.
Because the handy cam is a recent one. It's a you know, it's not like, this is just a normal Sony handy cam. It's barely been used.
Well, it'll take fair video.
Right.
But they usually come with crappy audio.
That's the point.
Yeah.
So we can't rely on that. We have to make sure we get good audio so we can play these interviews for you, dear listeners, on Generic Radio every Friday from 11 to 1. And this Friday, we will definitely be recapping the premiere tonight.
And I will no doubt be stealing and pirating those too, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, I'm saying we need to get some good drops. We need to get some good drops for the shows.
Oh, yeah.
Get some of these voices to do our drops.
God.
Wouldn't that be
oh,
awesome?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Like the actual authentic voices.
God. Oh, my God.
Of these famous cartoon legends.
If you get any of them to say, "Not so shy, John," just you get that. Oh,
I didn't tell him the list. I was trying to be modest, but like the list we were saying is Billy West.
Uh-huh.
John DiMaggio is the executive producer of the film. I know that voice. He's the one who plays Bender on Futurama.
Oh my God!
And then all these big heavyweights.
Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane, Seth Green.
Uh huh.
Nancy Cartwright, who does the voice of Bart Simpson. Yeah. Hank Azaria, famous movie star in his own right.
Yeah.
And Mark Hamill, Skywalker,
I wonder if Harry Shearer will be phoning this one in or if he's going to actually come
in. We'll see. I bet maybe we might see Mr. Shearer there.
Yeah.
And Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons, will be there.
Yeah.
This is going to be very cool.
That's great support for the film, too.
Yeah, and it shows that these people are behind the project and are the main featured cast.
They're all in it?
Yeah. I'm saying that features hundreds of people in this documentary.
Do you know anything about the making of the movie?
A little bit. I've, you know, read the press releases that Howie sent me.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a big budget documentary production. You know, this is a big film.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll probably get a small run through theaters, and then they'll put on Netflix or wherever. I'm sure they'll find some kind of way to get it distributed quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll get picked up because I haven't seen it yet, but it looks snappy. Like the trailers for it are hilarious, man. This is the trailers. So you're seeing all these people like in a world, you know, they're like sitting in like a green room somewhere eating a banana, you know, when a war rages on. Yeah. It's going to be fun, man. I'm excited.
Oh, man, you know what? I see that there's a whole lot of wax that I didn't get to play on your show.
We'll get around to it next Monday, then. We'll revisit it because I guess you and Inno were both gushing about him. I mean, you want to drop something now? I mean, it's 4:20, bro.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better time of the day for some wax.
Got a little bit. Well, I just found one here called Dispensary Girl.
You heard me, right? It's 4:20. There's no better time of day, bud.
I was going to say. So here, let's see what this joint looks like here.
Jerts.
1.6 million hits, by the way.
Yeah. That's a lot of hits.
Oh, no. It's got a mandatory advertisement for Miley Cyrus. Oh, man.
Sean, you got to quit picking the mandatory advertising YouTube links.
She's certified what? Nuts? I don't know. See? Okay. Without the sound, it's hard to tell. Here we go. Scrub Life presents. a dog. Dog's point of view running across the floor here. Feet. It's pissed on Wax's face.
Open my girls behind the counter when they buzz me in. I got my fingers crossed. I smell Kush and I hear some weird music like Sugar Ross. I'm flabbergasted when I enter the spot, cause I seen my girl before and she was never this hot. And now I know I'm gonna spend a lot of time picking weed up today. She got me singing like, and every time I see her, she gets me up so high. Yo, she got a smile so healthy, attitude mellow, no need to sell me. She had me at hello with a little black dress on, her skin just glows. Jamaican flag rings on her index toes. When it comes to weed knowledge, she's kind of a diva, well versed in the new kind of sativa. I'm a believer, she THC to my mind every time I see her. I be screaming,
oh, 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 I think I'm in love again. Oh, 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 she gives me my medicine and the weed was meant to be. She works at the dispensary and every time I see her, she gets me all so high.
There couldn't be a better day to pick up an A. It gets me so high looking at your pretty face, and I wish you would say you want to be mine. Ayo, she's so positive, always in a fun mood. Ass kinda thick, she probably eats a lot of junk food. I ain't just some dude, I'm that one dude you've been looking for. You ain't gotta look no more, we can get high, lay around and cook some s'mores. To describe you, I'd need a good thesaurus, cause it ain't enough words that I've learned thus far to tell you how beautiful you are. Girl, you got me like,
oh, 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 I think I'm in love again. Oh, 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 she gives me my medicine and the weed was meant to be. She works at the dispensary and every time I see her, she gets me all so high.
To me, and every time I be in the dispensary, you got me going crazy. You look so nice, I wanna eat you up like a bowl of rice, and I wouldn't think twice, girl. But over that, baby, don't mind, won't mind my body out of own.
Oh, Ollie's videos are really funny, they're well shot. The cinematography is really, really good. The camera angles and editing and stuff. highly recommend this guy. Okay, now here's another one that's probably appropriate to us guys. It's called Wax Two Wheels. Okay. Locked and loaded. And in gear.
I'm just riding through the valley on my bicycle. Just pedaling, 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 pedaling along. I'm headed to the studio by Sherman and Coldwater. And when I get there, I'm gonna sing this song. I'm gonna sing.
Oh yeah, oh my my. I don't give a fuck about a DUI. You can take away. Real tight. Inside of it got a cord and a mic and a couple tall cans, Coors and Bud Light, that I found in my refrigerator drawer from the night before. I take flight out the door with my bike. It's such a California sight. Small breeze, got the palm trees swaying back and forth in the light. Melodies in my head, I'm gonna record them tonight, man. I start pedaling, I start smiling. I'm in the bike lane, freestyling. I make a quick pit stop on the corner to pet a little dog and chat with its owner. It's the type of day you just can't feel bad. The same type of day Ice Cube once had. Trying to make it to the lab, but I don't pedal fast. I sit back and watch as the rose petals pass.
It goes,
oh yeah, oh my my. I don't give a fuck about a DUI. You can take away my license, but you can't take away my pride. I'm singing, oh yeah, oh my my. I'ma keep drinking till the day I die.
Down Sherman, a couple blocks left. Rhymes in my head and they're all kinda deaf, man. I can't wait to lay them down, but my first venture is to the store for a couple more thirst quenchers. I pick them up and then I add them to the contents of my heavy ass bag, then I pedal fast, no nonsense. Hit the studio with no delaying. I give a dap to my homie Bailey on the way in. I start drinking, I start recording. 3 hours later, I'm out the damn door again. Gotta pedal to the store again. I'm feeling festive. This requires Captain Morgan. Another bike ride, staring at the night sky, trying not to swerve as the cars fly right by. I stay fresh like fucking bag salad, and I don't give a damn if my license ain't valid.
It goes, oh yeah, oh my my. I don't give a fuck about a DUI. You can take away my license, but you can't take away my pride. I'm singing, oh yeah, oh my my. I'ma keep drinking till the day I die.
Just in time, Tucker had to step out for a moment because Howie's on the phone, and they're on their way to the big premiere of the voiceover movie. I'm so excited for both of them. So that was Wax doing Two Wheels. Great song. I guess we all have our own motivation as to why we end up on two wheels. And I never got in trouble. My driving record is spotless, but the motor of my car blew up on the Hollywood Freeway. How do you total a car on the Hollywood Freeway and walk away without a scratch? Well, you pull over to the side and coast to a stop and call AAA and kiss your car bye-bye and get on a bike. Yeah. Wax goes bananas at the crib. So you're gonna bail? Is it time? Is Howie gonna?
I gotta
come in?
Bail. They're en route. Yeah. Oh, we gotta get over to this thing, ding.
Yeah. Is Howie gonna come in and oops, and say hi?
No, he's actually going straight to the Egyptian. That's why I gotta bounce.
I got the motor running. Oh, you're gonna go jump on the train, eh?
Yeah. Gotta get over there. I'm gonna,
they're on their
meet
way.
They're on the 10, so I'm gonna try and meet them over there.
Uh huh. Okay.
So yeah.
It's
been fun.
So
sorry, it was a wham bam thank you ma'am kind of show.
Oh well, I think you did a great job. I don't know. I'll give you A+.
Oh really? Shucks.
When you get a chance, man, give a listen to your Monday's show. I got it uploaded just before I left for this one, so it's up.
Well, I'll tell you, man. I dug the production on that wax that you were just playing.
Uh huh. Oh, he's amazing. He's awesome. We strictly from class here.
Take it off.
Yeah, I vote for Charlie. Oh, who knows? And there's your phone over there. Oh, yeah. Take a comfort break.
Oh. Don't say it so.
You should have thought of that before we left. That's what my mom used to say to me, right? So this next video I have lined up, EOM presents Unreleased Elements, Wax Goes Bananas at the Crib. Wax Goes Bananas at the Crib. Now, what do you think that means? It's 4 minutes and 21 seconds of madness. Stand back. Here we go.
Make me happy as a man can be. Yeah, check it out. If it was a crowd right here, right now, I would make them say, all right. And if you know a damn thing about me, you know I can do this all night. Check it out, yo, yo. Big Wax, I'm the best you know. My flow shit, got cunt face, Tourette syndrome. I'm straight nutty, sorta like my penis hole when I'm horny. If y'all bananas, I'm Shakita's whole inventory. At 16, I was rapping great, and I've stayed hot like Christine. The Applegate shit that makes chick teens masturbate. Rappers straight looking up to me like I'm Sistine Chapel paint. I care less each day about what all you hating internet geeks say. Judging by the way that you're always thinking of my ass, I'll assume you're gay and you probably wanna fuck my ass. My YouTube's like porn to you dudes. Probably keep my picture in your drawer with some lube tubes. And while you think about my dick and balls, I'd be at your girl's house ripping off her frickin' drawers. I got her face down, hog-tied. Pussy so wet, you think it just got off the log ride. And when I do my thing, she be screaming, "You the king." Inside her so much, she nicknamed me Newton Ring. She moans and she moans, but I twist around her nipples like rotary phones. There are so many Joneses, but only one Wax, and it's no need to clone us. God's already done that. The Lord must be a silly guy, cause my brother's a fucking beast, and he don't even really try. I know it seems like a circus act, but they said it's twins that rap better than me in urban rap. Damn it, Mom, it should have been a boy band. Raw spitting at the audition up at Disneyland. It's Mickey Mouse in the frickin' house, Anaheim. Shout out to my peeps in the chocolate-covered banana line. I say stupid shit, whatever. Ain't nobody who can do this shit better. Line up all the rappers in the game that you say are hot, and for each one of them, hand me one Jager shot. And watch me down them all, then clown them all. They try to follow my lyrics like they that bouncing ball. This ain't karaoke night. Fly with me and herbs, it's a very smoky flight. That purple berry kush got me feeling like Elvis. Thank you very much, man. My team all got medical cards, so if you fuck with us, it best be on a federal charge. Obama, don't wanna get no drama. It's California, rock, we all blow ganja. I'm the highest hosanna, I'm the hottest no sana. Fucking yo mama, then I'm out like the roadrunner. My shit tough like a Brillo pad. I stand tall, y'all got the same shit that Willow had. Y'all motherfuckers fit inside a shoebox. Me and EOM, Paul Bunyan in his blue ox.
You're an all-round little girl. We NBA, y'all small town in a mural. We get compared to Guru and Premier. Y'all get compared to Sulu, you queer. My shit is random, my shit is damn dumb. Big on YouTube like Tantrum versus my man dumb. I gets found like and one. Had a fucking priest at your church like, God damn, son. I'm fresh like a croissant restaurant. And you're a big dummy like Lamont, what you want? But let it. Blad it, blad it, blad it, blow, blad it, blad it. Y'all ain't fucking with the ill tone. Stepping in the ring before you got your skills home, little clone. You must be crazy player. If you're lucky, you'll get saved by the bell like AC Slater. Even on a cold day in hell, for you to beat me, there is no way in hell. No fucking way, you are so fucking gay. You should go fucking play a game of Crow fucking K, and I'm out.
I don't know what to do next. I had some great stuff here that I uploaded both of my Cop Shoot Cop CDs just for you, Inno. So I have a few selections here that just always seem appropriate. Now this first one is called It Only Hurts When I Breathe. But I have to wait for my VLC player to open and pray that it works. I don't want to touch the wall. There we go.
Wiser than your years, and I was blind.
next song in the medley is called Last Legs.
Last legs close on a plane. going down.
Everybody, I hope you enjoyed that. That was a little medley from Cop Shoot Cop. Started out with It Only Hurts When I Breathe, Last Legs. Had to break in on the ambulance song there. I'll try and fill it in the post-production there. I'll make it a whole song because that one seemed appropriate. And finally, Sucker Punch to celebrate. The letter that I read earlier that I got from the unemployment department to inform me that I have reached the end of my funds. So they've cut me off. They're no longer going to be helping me with my rent. So I look at this as an achievement. I look at it as a goalpost, and it's time to move on to bigger and better things. Of course, the last 18 months I've been attempting that very thing, and no amount of news in the corporate media about how great the economy is doing seems to be filtering down to my neighborhood. But we'll have to see what kind of enterprise I can get going. But in the meantime, ladies and germs, be good to each other in the coming week and celebrate this this wonderful economy that we have, and help us all to ring in the next show, which is about to start. Brown Zero, our new guy on the block here, who we all welcome with a little culture that we all need in the city here. In the meantime, be good to each other and be kind to your children and be a part of the change you want to see and stop lying. Basically, that helps. That helps. You know, my word to God's ears and to the media and to all the corporations and the government, too. Hey, have a good one.